This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to a Tuesday edition of What's On Your Mind. My name is Scott Hennen. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here.
Ooh.
Hello, Todd. Yes, we've got Kevin Flynn manning controls, our new producer. Welcome, Kevin, by the way. Glad to have you. First,
Hi, Kevin.
Second
Kevin
full
and I
day.
Haven't met yet.
Second full day on the job. Say hi to Todd, Kevin. Kevin, Todd. Todd, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Kevin, Manny. Manny, Todd.
Hi, Manny.
Todd, yeah, well, now we
good
know
each other.
Yeah, all right.
What are we in the Waltons here?
Yeah, exactly. Night, John boy. Anyway, we're all, the gang's all here. When you call the program, Manny will take your calls. Just let him know your name, where you're calling from, and that's all we require. Love to have you join the discussion on the program. Vice President Mike Pence is coming to Fargo 1 week from today. I have had the link to sign up to that. There's no charge. There's an America's Voice, I think, is the group that is sponsoring a rally at 2 o'clock. That'll be again next Tuesday in Fargo. And there's no charge for that, any of that. There's also an event that is a fundraiser for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Obviously, that's why the vice president is coming. And it's the fact that he's coming and it's March tells you this race is going to be numero uno watched around the country. But anyway, I just want to let you know that Vice President Pence will be here. The last time he was in the state, he was at Minot Air Force Base. There was not a public element to that. He was just there surveying, the readiness of the nuclear capability at the Minot Air Force Base. And what that visit was about really was North Korea. This one is about Congressman Kevin Cramer, but they are welcoming people to attend a big rally at 2 o'clock, which I think is kind of neat because here's my take. I've been making a promise almost, but it's more of a prediction that Donald Trump will be here three times between now and November. I can about guarantee you the president will be here sooner rather than later if Mike Pence has a whole lot of people come out and show their support for the Trump-Pence administration. They'll notice that because I honestly think if President Trump announced that he was coming to the Fargo Dome and there was enough time to let people know about it, you would have North Dakotans who support him in strong numbers, second highest in the country. South Dakota, which is right up there as well. Western Minnesota. Don't forget Minnesota, Donald Trump lost by 1 point. 1 point in November. You know, Hillary was claiming it for her own in that recent announcement. But pretty amazing that you think Minnesota came within 1 point for a Republican candidate for president. My point is there's a lot of support for Donald Trump within the sound of my voice. And if that support shows up for Mike Pence, I think it's all the more likely that Donald Trump will be here three times and maybe be in a big venue. Don't you think he'd fill the Fargo Dome, Todd? I think he would.
Oh, yeah.
I really do. I don't think that's a stretch.
Not at all.
I think you put Donald Trump on the end of one of the stages and wrap people on the floor and in the bowl all around him.
He did in Bismarck when he was a candidate.
Good point. Wasn't even president then. Candidate for president.
I mean, what was it, 7,700 or whatever?
Yeah, they couldn't
paid
even
to be there?
Yeah.
Phenomenal. As opposed to Bernie Sanders drawing $2,000 for free. Which is still about $2,000 better than Hillary would have done, but that's a different story.
Exactly. Scott Pruitt will join us tomorrow on the program. If you have any questions, this is a closed circuit to farmers, ranchers, folks in our ag community for sure, those in the oil and gas industry whose jobs depend on common sense regulation. If you have any question, I want questions from real folks. For Scott Pruitt, the EPA administrator, he'll join us for a segment tomorrow. And I think that'll mark his first year anniversary on the job. So honored that they chose us to check in with on the program. And send your questions in by text 701-367-2054. Or you can email scotthflagfamily.com. Just send those emails or text. Love to hear it. Okay. Thursday, by the way, we'll be in Bismarck for the Land Conference for our friends at the Ellingson Companies. So just a little bit of preview of what's to come. I mentioned this yesterday, but didn't get a chance to play it, and I hate when I do that. So I want to start with a clip from the press conference, if you can call it that, of Heidi Heitkamp following the Democratic Convention endorsement of her and Joe Biden's speech. Now, how they do this to control who gets in is by saying, you know, one person from the media gets to ask a question. And so they called a number of members of the media and said, we'd like you to be in a press conference at this time. And then when others showed up, they said, sorry, people from that news organization are already here. Okay? For instance, my friend Chris Berg, host of Point of View, he would ask a, you know, and I want to say a mean question, but he's going to ask a tough question. So you're going to ask a question that is for you. I mean, the news media exists. You know, all the hubbub over the Fifth Estate and the First Amendment and all of that, all these people that hate it when Donald Trump talks about fake news. The idea of the media is to go out there and be your voice, to be the voice of the people, right? That's where politicians can't hide. That's where the powerful can't hide, because reporters can come in and ask questions. Well, that requires reporters in the news media to actually ask tough questions. And right now, the only place tough questions get asked are on programs like this one right here, or Point of View. And I have an example. I have proof of that. KFIRE TV sent a reporter, and I'm not even going to name him. I don't remember his name. You're probably going to recognize his voice. It doesn't matter to me. I don't want to shame him, because it's less about him and more about the organization. He has a news director. Reporters have editors. And you can excuse this among younger, newer reporters once or twice, but not long term. So Heidi Heitkamp is a sitting United States senator. She is in a very tough race for re-election. There are a lot of issues this race will turn on. She has said one thing and done another from one campaign to the next. There are many things you could ask her. Many, many, many things. Just this program. The one Wednesday when Congressman Cramer was not able to join us and we said we'd invite Heidi Heitkamp. She says, I can't come on. I'm busy. So we said, what questions do you want asked of her? Dozens of questions poured in. These reporters don't ask. It's the death of the media, folks. It's ridiculous. Don't believe me? Listen to this question. KFIRE TV, in a rare opportunity to ask Heidi Heitkamp questions, because she hides. She goes to friendly media sources. Obviously, that's why she picked this guy, as you'll see in a minute, and others. She doesn't come on this program and take your questions. She hasn't for over 2 years. I take that back. She did once in the middle of Dapples. What was that, Todd? A year and a half? That's coming up on 2 years. It was Big Iron, I guess.
Been a couple while.
Of questions on Dapple, but it's been a long, long
how
time.
How many times has Kevin been on since then? How many times has John Owen been on since then?
Hundreds of questions they've taken. Hundreds and hundreds. But listen to this question. Tell me if I'm wrong. That journalism is dead. That they're doing you a disservice. KFIRE TV. Handful of questions. We get to ask one. What's it going to be?
Speaking of trade deals, Vice President Biden got himself a signed Carson Wentz jersey. You think you got a fair return for something that valuable?
I think that Vice President Biden and all the people in Delaware are huge Carson Wentz fans. You know, I spend a lot of time with the Capitol Police. They're my favorite people in the whole Capitol. And they're all, I mean, about every third one is Carson Wentz fan. And they're really nice to me. They are just so nice.
Now she's copying Kevin Cramer, because, of course, he's been saying that since day one. But that question's embarrassing. That question is embarrassing for a member of the media. The newsroom employee at KFIRE TV. Speaking of trades, you know, that jersey you gave Joe Biden, what'd you get in return? Come on. Now, I'm all for a little levity once in a while. I'm all for, you know, a smile on the face. But when you have a very limited time to interact with a senator who's in a re-election battle that is the focus of everywhere around the United States, so you're not going to get it from them. You're not going to get it from them. I couldn't even believe that. I could play you more, but I have to see these people at press conferences, and I don't want to have many more embarrassed. I don't know. Coming up on the program today, Rick Santorum will be here. Rick Santorum is a former senator from Pennsylvania. He's in the middle of the battle to replace Obamacare with something where the states have more say. But he's coming to the neighborhood. He'll be at Concordia College in Morehead, Minnesota on April 10th at 8 p.m. And you are welcome, because it is, in fact, open to the public. So kind of a neat deal there. One of the conversations is coming, by the way, for a group called the Young Americas Foundation. Okay, and it was made by the local Concordia College chapter of Young Americas for Freedom that invited Senator Santorum. I talked to Pat Sorrells, who's a senior at Concordia, and I said, what do you most want to get out of that conversation? And he said, a conversation about how we can talk to each other about political differences while being civil. I'm going to test that theory, see if we can do that on a topic that's in the news right now, after this.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions. And now, Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog, too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Vince Webkers here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I'm looking at a endless pool fitness system. Tell me what this thing can do.
Okay, so the endless pool is a fitness system, and it's aquatic exercise, which, you know, as we get older, I used to be a good runner. Now I can't run. This has a treadmill in it, and anybody can be a runner in water, and anybody can be a good runner in water. It also has a very unique swim system. It's like a river stream where you can swim in place, and I have countless stories. One gal in 2017 lost over 100 pounds by using the fitness system. Another one has lost 70 pounds. So just some great wellness, great physical activity, and it can be in your own home. And you will use it every day.
It is a endless pool fitness system. It's beautiful, by the way. To realize the fitness benefits is, of course, the real win. So come on in to Hot Spring Spas Pool Tables 2. Use the promo code ACE. You tell them Scott sent you. Heard about you on the radio. You'll save up to $2,800 on the hot tubs, on the endless pools, on the patio furniture, on the foosball and shuffleboard and pool tables. All their game tables, saunas too, are really incredible. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Find them in Bismarck, in Grand Forks, in Minot, and in Fargo too. And the hot tub financing event's on through the end of the month. What's that mean, Vince?
That means on any hot spring hot tub, you can do 60 months no interest financing, which means you can get into the wellness of hot water for less than a cup of coffee a day.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Hurry in. Thanks, Vince.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Slept like a baby last night. My gosh! Well, I'm not a fan of that.
Did
diaper
changed or what happened?
Because babies wake up like every few hours, right?
I know. Why do people say sleep like a baby? That's not necessarily a good thing, right?
I think they say that because when you look at a baby, you see just this beautiful little precious thing, just, you know, so angelic when they are sleeping, but not as in they wake up often in the middle of the night. So the angelic part was my part. I'm often referred to as angelic, especially when I'm sleeping. No, oh my gosh, just like a brick. It was great. Fantastic. You know why, Todd, don't you? Two words, MyPillow, that's why. MyPillow. We've talked about MyPillow for a lot of years on this program. And do you know that partnership with our friends at MyPillow is a strong one, because our audience buys MyPillows, tells their friends and neighbors about those. Others hear them on the radio. They buy them. It's working. It's great. And it's for a simple reason. It's the best. It really is. And when you get the promo code deal that we get, which is MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or 800-506-9023, to call that number, you get up to 50% off everything they sell, from pet pillows to my pillows and everything in between. And that four-pack's a great deal, 50% off the two premium pillows. Remember, the stores, it's not the same. 800-506-9023 or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Call that came in during the break about civility. Let's listen.
Hi, Scott. So, you know, I got to tell you a short story. When I was growing up in my family, I had 7 siblings, and we were all close together in age. And I didn't understand it at the time as a young girl, but my mother would say, when we would get into our spats and our little tussles, she would say, "Act civilized." And I never understood what that meant until I got older and I started to think about what she said. And I think that's what we've lost in our society, is acting civilized. We don't respect each other during a discussion or a disagreement, and we certainly have lost our civility.
Is she right? Have we lost our civility? Do we not act civilized to others when we disagree? I want to know your take on that at 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number. And how about this? I'll test you. Because I'm going to talk about something that I don't agree with, that I think the majority of our audience does agree with, something the president's for that I don't support, that would put me maybe on the opposite side of where you're at, and we can talk about this. And we'll do the civility test here. We'll see if it stays civil by the end of the hour. Next hour, Rick Santorum, as I mentioned, coming to Concordia College, April 10th, mark it on your calendars. We're going to talk with him about what happened in Pennsylvania, if there's any warning signs there we need to worry about and avoid in future elections. Also, at the bottom of next hour, Kelly Armstrong will join us, Republican candidate for the House in North Dakota. We talked Tom Campbell yesterday. We talked Kelly today. Look forward to that conversation coming up on the program. Okay, Donald Trump yesterday is in New Hampshire. He's talking about the opioid crisis and laying out a proposal from the administration to take this on. I applaud the president. I think it's fantastic. I think this is something that deserves our attention. I don't think it's the only thing, but I think there's enough of an increase in this, you know, visits to ERs and overdose deaths and just, you know, all kinds of things, the tenets to how often pain prescriptions are, written up by physicians. There's just a lot of tentacles to this that need to be addressed. One of the things that he wants to do to address it is by instituting the death penalty for drug dealers. Do you think that's a good idea, to have a death penalty for drug dealers? Tell me, 258-0550. Text me, or Todd. Todd, you'll take a text or two, won't you?
Absolutely, always do.
Yeah, 226-8503 is Todd's. 226-8503 is Todd's. Mine is 367-2054. Here's where I'm different. I think Donald Trump is wrong to want the death penalty for drug dealers. And I do not support the death penalty for drug dealers, because I don't support the death penalty, period. Unless it is about protecting society. In other words, if you can lock the person up, prevent them from doing any other harm, then the death penalty is unnecessary. Now, I get that from the teaching of my faith. And I'm trying to be consistently pro-life, because, quite honestly, if someone is of the opinion that the taking of innocent life in the form of abortion is wrong, why isn't making the decision to do that to someone who might have done some very bad things but could be ultimately incarcerated to prevent him doing those things or she doing those things ever again? Isn't that a better approach? Because in my mind, in my eyes, and again, adhering to the teachings of a church I belong to, the Catholic Church, saying, from conception to innocent death, it's not our decision. It's God's decision. If you think I'm wrong, call me. Let's see if we can be civil about it. Texter says, hey, that media filtering, that started with Dorgan, Conrad, and Pomeroy. Well, of course it did. If you're Byron Dorgan, if you're Kent Conrad, if you're Earl Pomeroy, and if you're Heidi Heitkamp, you don't survive politically in a very conservative state. And I would argue Heidi is among the more liberal of all of them. She's a former EPA attorney. Okay? I mean, her views are very, 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 very liberal. Now, politically, she's smart as a whip in knowing where to, you know, maneuver those shark-infested waters. But part of that is you have to pick and choose who you're going to talk to in the media. Max Schneider yesterday on this program. Good for him. Heidi Heitkamp, selective. Bad idea. Texter said, I'm so very tired of the unrelenting bashing in anyone who's not a Republican. Your show has turned into the Get Republicans Elected show, no matter who or what they are. Scott mixes the Kool-Aid and Rush makes people drink it. I'm not listening anymore. Can't stand the trashing of anyone who doesn't think like you or Scott. And it's not just me. I have friends. We're dust enough. It's just not just me. I love that.
Wait a minute. Wasn't Max Schneider just on yesterday?
I think he was on yesterday. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Democrat. Yeah. I have friends who started to feel the same way. It's just too much. All right. Well, I need a few more examples because, first of all, unrelenting bashing. What do you mean by that? Now, if you mean Heidi Heitkamp says one thing and votes another, if you mean Hillary Clinton goes to India and says women are dumb, men tell them how to vote, I call that factual reporting, not bashing. So I need a little help there. Eric and Lisbon, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, that you were talking about your faith dictating how you feel about the death penalty for drug dealers. We do not have to be Christian when it comes to a civil law. The Old Testament law was a civil law, and it provided the death penalty for this kind of thing. I believe we can do that today.
Yeah, that's often cited as a reason, although it's the Old Testament. I mean, the church's teaching on it is just that. It's the Old Testament. It's before Jesus came and said, no, it isn't like that. Turn the other cheek, right? Old Testament said eye for an eye. Jesus comes, no, turn the other cheek. So it did change. Now, I also hear what you're saying, Eric, that some people would say, well, my faith and what I believe about the law are two different things. I'm just saying I don't separate them. I'm not saying you shouldn't. That's up to you.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to pump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean, burning, renewable fuel produced by domestic resources such as soybeans. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits for your diesel engine, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injection pump failure, less equipment downtime, lower maintenance costs, and it can be used year-round in all weather conditions. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 63 cents per bushel. Farmers are encouraged to ask for and use soy biodiesel in diesel equipment. They're your soybeans. Put them to work for you. For more information about biodiesel, visit biodiesel.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. Nutramedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you in part by our friends at High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer, the folks at No Spraying. That's right. It's not just about, hey, I'm going to sell you a sprayer. Okay, see you later. Bye. They've got the ET Ag Center with 50,000 parts. They know the business. They're a resource through it all. New, used, they've got it all. HighPlainsApache.com if you want to check them out online. But they've got... they just know spray application. I just don't know how any other way to say it. They know spray application. Nobody knows it like they do. Simple as that. The support's there to back it up. Yes, the tips, the parts, the service, the full line of new and used spray application and precision farming equipment. But, you know, the Apache self-propelled sprayers, that businessman sprayer, it's the best of the best. But really, the support, they got your back. High Plains Apache, Mandan. Frontier, south of Fargo, exit 60, or online at highplainsapache.com. All right, emailer here says, Heidi Heitkamp's laugh sounds exactly like Hillary's laugh. Can you put a riff together comparing the two and their laughter, their cackle, says Dean. I think he's referring to our clip earlier of the Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter from K-Fire TV who asked that real tough question about, you know, if you gave Joe Biden a Carson Wentz jersey, what did he give you? And then she did this.
So a signed Carson Wentz jersey, you think you got a fair return for something that valuable?
I think that.
All right, we'll have to compare. Todd's in charge of the production. Todd and Kevin, you guys can see what you can whip up here for a comparison between Heidi and Hillary's laugh. The policies are similar. We know that. Very interesting. Okay, back to the phones. Here's Chris in Dickinson. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Chris.
Hi, good morning, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. First off, hey, let's keep the hippo rhetoric to a minimum this morning. Talking about the serenity of sleeping babies. Man, you guys, you're so hateful, Scott.
I've been bashing babies, haven't I? I really apologize for that. First of all, I don't want anyone to think that I feel like you can't say what you disagree with or offer some constructive criticism. I'm fine with it, but I think if you're going to say, look, that we're unrelentingly bashing anyone who's not Republican and, trashing people, that you gotta at least give me something to work with on what you consider examples of that. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm asking.
No, exactly. And you've always been open for the opposite viewpoint, open for criticism. As long as I've been listening to you, you've always been open to it. So that lady is way off base. But the reason I was calling is in regards to the death penalty for drug dealers. For the most part, I'm against it, unless it's like upper tier or organizations or cartel level, because regardless if they're locked up or not, they could be in solitary confinement and they're still going to be calling the shots. And they can put out hits on witnesses, witness tampering, and stuff like that. In those instances, I have no problem with executing them because they're going to raise just as much havoc from the inside as they will on the outside.
Yeah, and there, if you can prove what you're talking about there, I would agree with you, because even the church's teaching on that is to say it's about protecting society. If you can, the threshold is if someone, remember the Drew Shedin case?
Yes.
The UND college student who was murdered by Alfonso Rodriguez.
Rodriguez, yep.
Yeah, I think he had three or four run-ins with the law prior to being let out again a final time. Minnesota, you know, let him walk, and that's when he committed the murder against the Drew Shedin. Well, someone could make the argument that he should have been subject to the death penalty because it was proven that he was a threat to society, and they couldn't keep him behind bars. So. Would have saved her life. I mean, the particulars of that case would have to be put against the teaching there. But to your point, if in fact you have examples of other drug dealers ordering hits from behind bars or doing things to prisoners or whatever, you got a point.
Yeah, well, Chapo was doing it. Pablo Escobar was doing it. You know, he wasn't in a real prison, but he was still running stuff from inside his quote unquote cell. Inner city gangs are doing it. My brother's locked up. I hear about it. I know it goes. I know what happens. But if they're shot callers, they are raising havoc on the outside. The gangs aren't controlled from the streets. These gangs are controlled from inside the prisons. What goes, all the shots, everything that's happening on the streets is controlled from the prisons because most of the shot callers are locked up. And those are the ones that control the finances, they control the flow, and they control the organization. So even though they're locked up, they still have control of their organizations, gangs or cartels, whatever you want to call them.
Interesting point. Thank you very much. And, Chris, thank you for holding us accountable on bashing babies, too. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Thank you for taking my call.
We'll try and speak more kindly of their sleep habits in the future. I'm going to work on that. Todd, can you get the buzzer out if I ever again make fun of a baby? Like this texture right here says, slept like a baby, woke up every 2 hours screaming and wet my pants. Yeah, there you go. There's... That was the texture bashing babies, not me.
That's
so
why
much.
I asked if you need your diaper change, because, you know, that's when I think of how a baby sleeps, I think, oh, great, better check.
Bill and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead. Bill, are you there?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Got you now.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, the whole thing as far as executing the dealers, it's not really going to help because you got to go higher than that. Because if you execute the dealer, the people that actually manufacture the drugs or grow the drugs are just going to find another dealer to push their product.
So death penalty for the manufacurers?
Well, the first thing is once you find where they're actually like growing some of the stuff, is you actually destroy it rather than just skip over it. Then it would actually help.
Interesting point. Appreciate that, Bill. Thank you. Roger in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, good morning, Scott. I personally have absolutely no problem with the death penalty for these people. They're the worst of society, and they're pure predators. And when you think about the ripple effect of how many lives they've destroyed, I think the world is a far better place without them on that planet.
Yeah, well, I don't think there's, you're not going to get me to defend drug dealers. My only thing was to make the point, and I'm actually just using this as I do believe this, but I wanted to use it as an exercise to civility to say, see, I think we can sit here and say, I don't agree, but, you know, I'm going to be civil to Roger. I'm going to take his point. I actually think, other callers have made the point that, wait a minute, if you can make the argument that they are harming others while in jail, while incarcerated, that crosses the threshold into saying it's okay. But go ahead.
When it comes to civility, though, I don't think, and I'm not saying all liberals and Democrats are the same as drug dealers. Let me clarify that. But you can't negotiate with bad people. You can be as kind as you want to the left, and it's just seen as a weakness to exploit.
Exploited how? What's your favorite example of how they exploit that?
Well, the perfect example is by refusing to even have a discussion. If you have a differing point of view, it's not something to be discussed. It's something to be you're labeled as a racist or a bigot or a homophobe or whatever the disagreement is, they don't want to have a discussion. They can't have a discussion because they know their side, it doesn't hold up to facts.
I'm going to use an example where, Hillary Clinton is in India saying, these people are, you didn't vote for me because you don't want black people to have rights. See, I mean, that's despicable. And Heidi Heitkamp did it. She's done the same thing with her. I think she used it this past weekend talking about her LGBT legislation. If you didn't support her version of what that should look like, then you didn't want people who were, lesbian or gay to have rights. Interestingly enough, Joe Biden, part of his speech was to say, don't assign motives to people you disagree with. Don't assume you know what their motive is. You can be against what they're for, just be against what you're for without saying the reason they're the other. And they're very good at that on the left. They're very good at that on the left, for sure. Roger, thanks for the call. Good call. Thanks for the time. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, locally at 258-0550. Let me get a few texts in here. Maybe under RICO, the organization is killing thousands. So all members are murderers and should be charged as such. The leaders of those organizations should be treated the harshest. Another texture. Good grief. Heidi Heitkamp does sound like Hillary. We're working on the audio comparison. We'll get that to you. We'll see if we can do that at some point. Another says, these people do not understand that we are at a point in life where humanity is evolving and moving away from the Babylonian money system and breaking the shackles of the deep state bankers. All right. Todd's going to break that one down a little bit and give us a little additional opinion on who they're talking about there. Yeah, that one's assigned to you. I don't know who these people are that she's talking about. These people who do not understand we are at a point in life where humanity is evolving and moving away from the Babylonian money system and breaking the shackles of the deep state bankers.
You're putting that on me.
Yeah, that one's yours, Todd. Thank you.
What's wrong with this picture?
Texter, I'm not saying you said this. I'm saying you get to decipher what that person is saying.
I know, that's assuming I have that capability, but
yeah.
Okay.
You go to town. Texture means I don't have a clue is what that means. Todd.
Right.
So,
well, I got even less of one than you. So,
Texture says, I think the death penalty should extend even further beyond just drug dealers. I'm also Catholic, but the taxpaying American in me, says death penalties also to all convicted murderers within 1 month of conviction.
You don't take a life, you don't get yours taken. Sounds simple.
But see, here's where I have a little bit of problem. You don't have the benefit of saying, I'm Catholic, but I'm not going to agree with that. I'm Catholic, but I'm not going to agree with that. And be Catholic. It's sort of like, I heard a statistic, I forget where I heard this, that like 57% of women who say, I'm Catholic, okay, they self-identify as Catholic, they put it on some form, they tell other people they're Catholic, but they aren't living the faith, which means, not super complicated stuff, at a minimum, you go to, you're supposed to go to Mass and receive, the Eucharist, body of Christ in the Catholic Church once a week, Sunday. But to maintain standing, I shouldn't even say this. I should get an expert here, but I think it's at least at Easter. You go at Easter, right? You at least go, once a year, but 57% not doing that, the basic tenets in the Catholic faith, they're called sacraments to say, confession, the Eucharist. I could go down the list, but my point is you have to live the faith in order to say you are, but a large percentage do not. It's very sad to me, mostly because you're missing out on some incredible blessings and graces that come from regular participation in that. So on a thing like the death penalty, I guess, to be expected, some people are going to say, I'm Catholic, but. That's why I was making this case, to see if we could be civil about it. And we have been. More coming up after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
You've heard us say, Watford City. It's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code BESTOFTHEWEST for a great stay, and we'll see you in Watford City.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Before the top of the hour, back to your calls in just a minute here on What's on Your Mind. Rick Santorum at the top of the next hour, then Kelly Armstrong, bottom of the hour, talk about his race for the Republican nomination. That's coming up here in, well, I guess, 2 weeks from Friday. Things get underway also in Grand Forks. So we'll have lots of coverage on all of that, just like we did this past weekend. Right now, our friend Troy is here from CMC Farms. We're going to talk a little about the ag biz and seed. Troy, how are you?
Oh, good. Thank you, Scott. I just got off another conference call working on some seed regulations and different things that I'm involved in with the State Seed and Crop Association.
Troy and the crew at CNC Farms pride themselves in top quality, wide variety of seed, forage, barley, oats, millet, 40-10 forage, peas, mixes, Malt, barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Out of that group, what's got the hot hand this year so far?
Well, so far, people are looking at chickpeas. They're probably the hottest commodity out there. And then also we're hearing a lot of first-time growers of soybeans, and that was one thing I wanted to mention. It kind of relates to some first-time growers, but also possible weather events coming up, things that I've been hearing. When you have your financial institutions working with the growers, and it's been hard times in some areas, a lot of us are getting pushed financially, and so the banks are looking at where can you cut. Then I'm also hearing now when the farmer and the financial institutions are talking that way, you have crop insurances listening to that. And so if we do have a drought year and there is a lot of losses, one thing I think everybody needs to be aware of is the best practices. You know, be aware of, you know, you need to use best practices when you're raising your crop, and that would be quality seed, your seed treatments, your herbicides, your insecticides, your starting fertilizer, your nitrogen, fungicides, all of the things a guy needs to do, because they could come back and take a look and see if, hey, you know, this year you should have used X amount of nitrogen based on your soil test, or did you double inoculants, soybeans. And so if you end up skipping some crucial steps, you know, that could give them an out for not paying on a loss because you didn't do best practices.
That's why you want to call Troy and the team. They'll help you out there, 482-7865. You mentioned weather and soybeans. Why are you recommending soybeans based on what weather?
Well, I'm not. I'm saying, and maybe I said that wrong, and I apologize. What I'm saying is, you know, some of the financial institutions are looking at soybeans as a place for guys to possibly make a little bit of money. And so some guys are getting guided that way, and there's a lot of first-time growers calling in. So I'm just saying be aware of your best practices, and that applies to all crops in case there is a drought and you have losses and you need to file a claim. You know, if there's a lot of claims, word on the street is that they're going to be looking back to make sure you followed these practices so you could raise the crop, and if you didn't, it might be harder to collect your loss.
Makes sense. CCSeedFarm.com is the website, or you can call them at 482-7865, 482-7865. You're registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook CNC Farms. Anything else you want to tell us, Troy?
We have a few bushels of chickpeas left. They're a hot commodity, but we do have a few bushels of those. And we've got some conventional beans that yield as well as any of the other beans out there, and you can save a little bit of money. Usually net savings between herbicide and seed cost, probably $40 an acre.
Give them a call, 482-7865, online at ccseedfarm.com. Troy Coons, thank you, Troy.
Thank you, Scott. Take care.
You too. Let's go to Jamestown. Andy's standing by with a comment. Andy, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just going to reply on that guy from Fargo with his comment on all the drug dealers being bad people. I know if you watch a lot of the documentaries on that sort of thing, they do have a lot of the people that make bad decisions when they're younger, and they don't have any way out. So to say that all drug dealers are bad people is not accurate.
A little too broad a brush there for your take, huh, Andy?
Yeah.
So are you against President Trump wants a death penalty for drug dealers, one of his answers to the opioid crisis? Agree or disagree?
I would say that's a little, there's got to be a little better action. Maybe what some people should do is take a look at, see what Singapore does, because I know they got real strict laws on such things.
Interesting. All right. Appreciate that, Andy. Thanks a lot. Another texter says, the Catholic Church teaches it's okay to kill someone if they're intrinsic evil. I don't know. I better get an expert on this and answer some of these questions and see if we can find a difference there. I'm happy to do that. I've heard the intrinsic evil used. Bishop Samuel Aquila, who was the previous bishop of the Fargo Diocese before the current bishop, John Fulda, once told me that elected leaders, Catholics who are politicians that support abortion, are committing an intrinsic evil. Those were his words. And he said that's what abortion is seen as. So in other words, if you're in a position to vote against abortion and you don't, you're committing the same act as if it's an actual abortion. That's an intrinsic evil, but I've never heard it saying it's okay to kill. But these are good questions we'll ask.
I know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Denny's new Dolce de Leche Crunch Pancakes remind me of our favorite Spanish bakery.
Like Denny's Denny's?
Yep, Denny's Denny's.
You should try my Dulce de Leche sauce. It's so good that years from now, Denny's will take inspiration from my recipe and create delicious pancakes that have cinnamon crumb topping that's cooked into two fluffy pancakes and served with a warm Dulce de Leche sauce.
That's oddly specific, but they sound great.
Denny's new Dulce de Leche Crunch Pancakes, just a part of our seriously upgraded menu. For limited time only, price and participation may vary.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.